know, the deadline remains the 20th of March. However, you know, the commitment that has been made, you know, by Postbank is that even after the deadline, Postbank will continue, you know, to issue, you know, cards, swapping, you know, staff beneficiaries to Postbank. As well as from our side as SASSA, we are also going to continue with our outreach programs, where we invite all the banks into our outreach programs, you know, where our beneficiaries can also choose the bank of their choice. However, we want to emphasize that as of the 20th of March, the gold card, you know, will stop working. That is the point that we want to make, that the gold card will, will stop working by the 20th of March. However, you know, our beneficiaries can still go to Postbank sites, at ShopRite, Checkers, Boxer, Pick and Pay, as well as Spar.
Yeah. In terms of the overall numbers, Andile, what are we looking at from, I think we were sitting at somewhere around 3 million of the SASSA gold card holders that needed to be migrated. What figures, updated figures do we have in that regard?
The updated figures, you know, as we received them yesterday from Postbank, in terms of the beneficiaries, you know, that have migrated to Postbank, up to so far, they are around 1.3 million that have already migrated. So it means that we still have over a million that is yet to migrate, which is a serious concern. You know, however, there are also numbers, you know, of other people that you know, have chosen you know, the banks of their choice.
Yeah.
Which also is around, it's really low, it's around 600, and it means that we still have a bit of a long way to go in terms of, you know, people that still need to migrate. That is why the message is that even beyond the 20th, you know, the migration process will still continue, as well as the drive, you know, to make our beneficiaries to choose the bank of their choice will still continue even beyond the 20th.
Yeah. Of course, after the 20th, and particularly as we head to the next payment date and delay, there will likely be a big rush on the migration sites, whether that is to migrate to a bank account or to the Postbank Black Card. We've seen thus far that, unfortunately, throughout this particular process, Postbank has been wholly inadequate in terms of providing sufficient staff, sufficient sites for the migration. In the event of there being issues that could affect people or could affect other people receiving these social grants in time, what further interventions is SASSA going to be involved in, I guess, while holding Postbank accountable, one, but also perhaps to smooth over and see how you can assist the process along?
Look, we have been assisting the process, because in as much as this process is spearheaded by Postbank, you know, as SASSA, we can't just be, you know, bystanders, because, you know, this affects us directly. These are our beneficiaries. You know, hence we have been trying by all means to support Postbank. And what we have, our role, in as much as we support them, but also our role is almost that, like that of an oversight, you know, over Postbank, if you want to put it that way. Because we want to ensure that our beneficiaries are assisted. That is why even now, in our meeting that we had yesterday before the media briefing, Postbank did actually even indicate that they are still, you know, going to, you know, to increase the number of sites, because they have been really, you know, inadequate, to say the least, but they have committed to increase them, and hence this drive that we are going to make sure that beyond the 20th, the sites are increased, as well as the staff members that are assisting people are also are going to increase. Because, as you rightfully said right now, that as we move towards the 20th, today is the 18th, we'll see a big increase into our sites. The other thing is that as well, as we go to the next pay run of the beginning of April, we are also going to, you know, to see an increase as well. Mm. Because what we don't want to see, and also Postbank has also emphasized this point, is that for the next pay run, if you don't have, you still have your gold card, which will no longer be working, SASSA will still continue to pay you. However, you will need to go to post office or even to Postbank, and that is not what we want to see, because currently we know that post offices are not everywhere, and we are going to see undesirable queues at post offices, and that will really seriously inconvenience our beneficiaries.